Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nick Janssen, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, specializing in helping people overcome anxiety and live a fulfilling life. Through a holistic health approach, I provide personalized coaching to address the mind, the body, and the spirit. Together, we develop coping strategies, explore root causes, and make positive life changes. Say goodbye, goodbye to anxiety, and hello, hello to a peaceful, vibrant life. Let's start the transformative journey together. Now, today, in today's podcast, our podcast is 131. Wonderful. Our target is 366. And try to deliver a podcast every second day, if possible, one a day. So today's topic is about the theta, delta, the beta, the brainwaves. What is this? How does this help us in anxiety? What is the best way to access them? So, I truly believe that. We have the potential to through focus or through intention to create a calm environment. I noticed when we were looking at different brainwaves. I mean, I read somewhere along the lines like today that even ADHD people challenged or OCD type of people. All type of anxiety disorders, people with anxiety disorders have this hyperactive brainwave, and the whole idea is to be able to slow it down. Whether there is some a dopamine deficiency or some chemical deficiency to allow the brain to slow down, and that's why when we're hypervigilant, the doctors prescribe certain medications to slow things down. So what if there's a way to actually slow the mind down? And there is actually. There's a method that we could use is one that we can induce that slowness by certain music waves. Binaural beats are a pretty good way to go. But I'm going to try to really go deep on this particular topic, and it does take practice to slow down, and I'm going to try and show the benefits to this particular benefits of increasing the theta waves. I guess it was inspired from our last topic and briefly talking about the development of the child brain. child's brain in the early development between the ages of one and seven. How important is how our brain develops and increases its learning through the waves. But with the theta wave, the biggest advantage is The biggest advantage is we can tap into the unconscious world, and the patterns that have been instilled since day one in our childhood. We're able to tap into. We're able to juice ourselves through sleep and tap into, and maybe, you know, get in there and rewire, and not maybe actually rewire our brain to. So that's the whole idea of the ability. What is one way of rewiring our brains, and especially to rewire the patterns, the faulty patterns or the corrupt programs that are running in our minds, and we don't even know this. So I guess that's the essence of this particular podcast. But I think it's a good time to go into it. So the theta, delta, and beta are different types of brain waves. They're associated with different states of consciousness and cognitive processing and in thinking. The theta waves are slow brain waves that are typically present during deep relaxation, meditation, and light sleep. They are associated with increased creativity, intuition, access to the subconscious mind, and assessing the theta waves can help with the problem solving, self-reflection, and accessing the deep level of consciousness. And some ways to access these theta waves could include practicing meditation, listening to calming music, especially binaural beats, and listening to calming music, and practicing deep breathing exercises. Today, I did a little bit of research and I started practicing something called inhale for two, hold the breath for two, and exhale for four through the mouth. So it was a nose breath, hold, and that went on for about 10 minutes. And things just slowed down for me, and I'll just give you a bit of a demonstration. So in through the nose, hold for four, exhale for four, through the mouth. So in through the nose again, in for two, hold for two or four, exhale, and one more time. And concentrating on the stomach, so breathing, that even that allows me to slow right down and reach a theta stage. And it's conditioning my mind to keep things slower. So let's go and talk a little bit about the delta waves. Delta waves are the slowest brain waves, and they are usually present during deep sleep and unconsciousness. These are associated with restorative sleep, physical healing, regeneration. Accessing delta waves is essential for getting good quality sleep and promoting overall health and well-being. The best way to access the delta waves is to ensure a calm and comfortable sleep environment and following a regular sleep. Schedule practicing relaxation techniques before bedtime and avoiding stimulants such as caffeine, electronic devices, before bed. So I mentioned earlier a podcast on sleep, the importance of sleep, and conditioning ourselves to go into bed early, have a regular pattern. And again, it's all about, so the delta wave is a healing wave, brain wave. It allows us to sleep better, access the unconsciousness, a better health, rejuvenates our body, heals our body. So, so you can see where I'm going with this particular topic, because Take a sip of my coffee now. That's great. I'm just, we want to get out of the world of hypervigilance, hyperactivity, get out of stress, relax our bodies. If any tension in our bodies, we want to get rid of that, you know, much before to sleep. So we can create that sleepiness. And yeah, some of my friends, you're probably out there in summertime, approaching summer, you're all hyperactive, you can't sleep. I get that. Well, we're in winter up here in Australia, so we can actually, and you know, you actually do that. But I encourage those that are, you know, being challenged by sleep and challenged by anxiety to start practicing a couple of things that's going to be mentioned in this podcast. But sleep is one of them, and the delta wave. The beta waves are fast brain waves that are typically present during normal waking consciousness and active thinking. So every time we're thinking, we're activating the beta waves. They associate with alertness and focus and problem solving. Assessing beta waves can help with concentration, mental clarity, productivity. In some ways, the acts of the beta wave include like engaging mentally stimulating activities such as solving puzzles, playing chess, or engaging in challenging conversations. And practicing mindfulness and deep focus and getting regular exercise. Yeah, sometimes our mind is fighting against us and change things. And so solving puzzles and engaging challenging conversations and even creating conversations. I find solo podcasting also involves researching and problem solving. And whatever, when I'm doing a co-host for another coach, I find it very challenging but stimulating at the same time. And now I know what's actually happening. We need to get into the beta waves, which are very productive. Yeah, so we can kind of now move on a little bit again, and let's go a little bit deeper now. Maybe we can go into the ranges. The theta waves have a frequency range of 4 to 8 hertz. Theta waves are associated with deep relaxation, meditation, daydreaming, light sleep, and REM sleep. The benefits: assessing theta waves can lead into increased creativity, enhanced intuition, improved problem solving abilities, and deep self-reflection. The theta waves also allow access to subconscious mind, which can be helpful for personal growth and self-discovery, especially folks who are triggering on in their got anxiety. They, you know, need to be able to get into the core roots of their anxiety and not keep stimulating on it. And it says we can access the theta waves. Some methods to access the theta waves include practicing meditation, enjoying creative activities like painting, writing, listening, calming music, nature sounds, and practicing deep breath exercise, like I mentioned. So, and quickly on the delta waves, frequency range for delta waves have a frequency range of 5.5 to 4 hertz. Associated with the states, delta waves are present during the deep sleep consciousness, unconsciousness, and certain states of meditation. The benefits: delta waves are essential for restorative sleep, physical healing, and they promote deep relaxation, regeneration, and rejuvenation of the body and the mind. To be able to access delta waves is crucial for overall health and well-being. Techniques for delta waves: assess delta waves important to prioritize good sleep hygiene, include creating calm music, following a regular sleep schedule, practicing relaxation techniques before bedtime, and avoiding stimulants and electronic devices like computers and phones and what so. Now we'll quickly go into the beta waves. Frequency range beta waves are frequency ranged 12 to 30 hertz, pretty high. They're fast on the oscillating stage and very fast waves. These waves are present during active thinking, problem solving, focus attention. So you can see where our energy is going in at most of our energy, daily energy, is through beta waves and normal waking consciousness. The benefits are alertness, concentration, mental clarity, cognitive performance. Accessing beta waves can enhance focus, productivity, and ability to handle complex tasks. Techniques to access beta waves are engagement in mentally stimulating activities such as solving puzzles, challenging conversation, practicing mindfulness, deep focus, and getting regular exercise can help, access these waves. And so that's a quick, understanding and recapping on some of those things. And but I want to address, like, before I close on this podcast, I want to be able to close. How can someone with anxiety be healed through brainwaves? How can that happen? So, so brainwaves, let's go into that. So brainwaves can play a role in managing anxiety. Various techniques can help promote a sense of calm and relaxation. Here are a few ways, and they can be utilized to alleviate anxiety. Let's look at there's another one called the alpha waves. Alpha waves have a frequency range of 8 to 12 hertz and are associated with relaxed and calm state of the mind. And stimulating the alpha waves can, help reduce anxiety symptoms and techniques. And now let's look at some of the techniques we can use. Techniques to reduce anxiety symptoms through waves, brain waves. So mindfulness meditation, practicing mindfulness, as shown to increase alpha wave activity and reduce anxiety, involves focusing on your attention on the present moment, So again, maybe we just utilize some of those alpha waves just then. And and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, be the observer. That's also interesting. And deep breathing exercises, slow deep breath activities, and paying attention to the diaphragm, stomach area, and then activating the parasympathetic nervous system, which promotes relaxation. And this increases the alpha waves activity. Guided imagery is another one. Listening to guided imagery recordings that induce a relaxed state can help increase the alpha wave and reduce anxiety. Let's go deeper and deeper, a little bit more. I know we mentioned a lot about the theta waves, but it's always good to talk about this stuff or talk to it. And the theta waves, frequency again 4 to 8 hertz, and associated with deep relaxation, and can facilitate the sense of calmness. And that's what we want as anxiety sufferers. We want to be staying calm as much as possible. Again, we are trying to create a pattern, especially when the subconscious allows us to enter. Through the theta waves, one of the biggest advantages is that we can enter the subconscious and reprogram the mind. So the techniques to stimulate theta waves include, like, passive music relaxation. The technique involves tensing and then relaxing different muscles. You can do that. Promoting a deep state of relaxation, potentially increasing the wave activity. Visualization, guided visualization, imagining peaceful and calm and scenes that can help induce theta waves and reduce anxiety levels. Yoga and Tai Chi is another method, another practice, and it can incorporate slow and deliberate movements and deep breathing and meditations, which can promote the theta wave activity and soothe anxiety. I definitely would love to interview a yoga or a Tai Chi instructor very shortly, or coach that practices. And I guess when you're amongst these people, you can actually feel their energy, how calm they are. And for someone who's super hyperactive, and that would be a great practice to take on. And another thing is, I just want to say that Hobbies. Hobbies are a great way. Have a hobby. And if this you can implement, this is your hobby. A hobby, it distracts us from anxious thoughts and you can create your own neural path. So hobbies are good as a distraction to anxiety. And maybe your hobby could be yoga or Tai Chi. Delta waves. Let's talk to delta waves. These are a deep sleep relaxation. We get them during sleep and intentionally is challenging. Prioritized quality sleep can help regulate anxiety symptoms. And so, yep, the techniques improve sleep, enhance delta wave activity. Activities in cool, like such as establishing a regular sleep routine, going to bed and waking up at a consistent time, can help regulate your sleep schedule and promote deep restorative sleep. Creating a sleep friendly environment to make sure your sleep environment is dark, quiet, comfortable. I use earplugs. They help me a lot. I'm very sensitive. I use eye mask and white noise machines is to create a peaceful atmosphere. You can do that. And relaxation technique, before bed, engage relaxation techniques such as like deep breathing and focusing on the extension of the diaphragm again, and deep breathing for about 10 minutes. It's slow breathing, not too heavy, because not to hyperactivate, but to just slow things down and to, you know, tell your muscles to relax. And the gentle stretching can signal your body and engage your body to transition into a state of relaxation and prepare for your lovely sleep. So what practice can promote theta waves activity and alleviate anxiety? So we can look at meditation. Once mentioned again, this increases the theta waves and reduce anxiety. Mindfulness, anything that just slows us down, anything that slows us down. Just anything that allows you to stay present in the present moment without the judgments. We can look at visualization, guided visualization. This calm scenes, as mentioned earlier, can promote like the theta wave activity and alleviate anxiety. Just finding a quiet place and closing your eyes. And sometimes you just need to take time out from your work. Even that 5 minutes of closing your eyes and just giving yourself that now time, me time, can help. And again, stimulating the theta waves. And it'll bring you joy and bring you relaxation. And then we can also use, once again, the yoga and as Tai Chi mentioned. It's wonderful to be able to learn the proper techniques and practice. I practiced that during the COVID time when we had more time. And I noticed a massive improvement in my concentration. My world was slower and I also got more creative. Creative expression, engage in creative activities such as painting, drawing, writing. And these are very well known for people to distract themselves from anxiety. And they're very, and not only that, they provide the theta wave. They create the theta wave and brain wave. Of course, nature connection, spending time in nature has a calming effect on the mind, and this promotes the theta wave, and sometimes it stops you thinking. I noticed that when you went out in the bush and amongst the forest, how things just stopped and you can just voluntarily put your attention to the beauty of the place and the river and the simplicity of nature and the gardens and the park and, observing the sights and sounds and smells and, of course, it does reduce anxiety. So let's all get out there and do that. And now a little bit more. How can we rewire the brain through the practice of brainwaves, especially to assist us with anxiety? So now we go into how do we rewire the brain. So practice of brainwave entrapment can help rewire the brain and assist to anxiety. Now, brainwave entrapment is the process of synchronizing your brainwave to specific frequency using external stimuli such as sound or light or, here's how you can use brain and entrapment to assist with anxiety. So now let's go deeper into binaural beats. Binaural beats. Yeah, so when we just refreshing the practice of brainwave and entrapment, this can really help us rewire the brain and assist with anxiety. Let's look into the binaural beats again, involving listening to two slightly different frequencies in each ear, which is interesting. Let's move on to isotronic tones. Isotronic tones are a repetitive audio pulse that can help synchronize brainwaves like binaural beats. They can be used to stimulate theta waves and look for isotronic tones recording that are specifically designed for anxiety. Set aside a dedicated time, like listen to these tones for about 15 to 30 minutes is it is recommended to assist with rewiring the brain and reducing the anxiety. Have you ever noticed when you go into movies, which I'm about to go and see a movie and in a cinema, and they have all the music in the background, and they're so loaded with a beautiful beautiful music that cause entrapments and really exposes to all the brain waves. So they're entertaining. We can, of course, mindfulness and meditation can also insist with rewiring the brain to alleviate anxiety. Practice regular mindfulness. Again, it takes us right into a different frequency of brainwave space. So that's how it is. Also, we can look at neurofeedback training. This is done by specialists. Neurofeedback training uses real-time feedback of your brainwave activity to help you learn to regulate your brainwave, to monitor the brainwave and provide feedback. Training consists in rewiring the brain to reducing the anxiety, and you'll need to consult a certified neurofeedback practitioner who can guide you through this kind of practice. Some mentions here also, we can look at cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, while not directly related to brainwave and entrapments. CBT is the therapeutic approach that can help rewire the brain, assist with anxiety, focuses on identifying and changing negative thoughts. Again, even our thought patterns create and stimulate, and they create their own, we create our own brainwaves just by our thoughts, which is kind of interesting. So every time we change our thoughts, and we can change our thoughts, things will feel a bit different. Again, it's all about getting into the slowness, and with trained mind and with also therapist, and we can get there. It's all about not fearing it, but actually getting out there and doing it. Well, thanks, folks. I think that'll be just perfect for today's episode. And I think the emphasis was that we do have options. And if you never come across, there's meditations, guided meditations that you could use to help. They got binaural beats in them, and the theta beats, which are really ideal with a bit of music in the background. Music in the background. So yeah, it's just a breath on the opportunities and possibilities out there to just help us slow down our mind and more insight on our waves. And I did like where it started to go. So started to go with the ability to grow our mind, to develop our mind and through the waves, the brain waves. And especially, we have to be like a child. And remember, if you do have a child at the moment, it's the age 1-7, they are naturally forming this particular, you know, they're stimulating on this particular waves to just increase their subconscious levels, to increase their awareness, and also to create the patterns. So one more thing, if there are patterns that you are living with and they're not correct, they don't feel right, they can be changed. So once again, this is Nick here from Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. And so if you have the urge, or you feel like this particular message was talking to you and you want to know much more about anxiety, please subscribe, pass us on, or even set a date on my calendar, and happy to do a one-on-one consultation with you at any time at your own convenience. Until then, all the best, and until our next podcast, wishing you the best, and namaste, my friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.